I am Bridget Hansman of the Studio for Breathing, Movement and Structural Integration, AMRI. With these words, I will come along on your walk and orient your attention. Part 3. The pattern. Now think of something that you do regularly and that does not leave you any time for the kind of contemplations I have been proposing in Part 1 and 2. Walk as if you had to go and do it right now. Once again, observe how your feet transmit your weight onto the ground and exaggerate it a bit. If your heels strike the ground, let them strike harder. If your toes hold onto the ground, make them hold on harder. If your weight comes forward through the outer edges of your feet, go further out still. If you walk fast, if your steps are shaky, if you tend to hold them back, whatever it is, do it more. Observe how this affects the upper part of your body. How does the rest of your body participate in how your feet contact the ground? To the extent that seems tolerable, without exposing yourself overly in public, go more and more into the exaggeration and observe the shape your body adopts. You can do it internally, so that from the outside one can hardly see it, unless someone pays really close attention to what you're doing. The exaggeration gives you a conscious experience of a tendency you impose on yourself by habit without even knowing it. This is the habitual holding pattern that keeps the view you have of the world, of yourself, and of what you believe to be able to achieve in life within the restraints marked by this tension. Observe what it is like. How does it affect your breathing motions? How are you in your body in relationship to the ground and the space around you? Get familiar with this pattern. Get to know it. Appreciate it for having made it possible for you to get where you are right now. It is the mechanism you developed in order to adapt to the initial conditions of your life. It is kept in place by the parts of your nervous system that are in charge of survival functions. In a stressful situation, it will always be the first option your system will resort to. Your organism will not give it up because it knows it to be valid for survival. It is what you knew how to do and how you knew to be when things were the way they were as you grew up. Any intention to overcome it is doomed to fail. But if you develop a relationship with a pattern and you get to know it, you can ask it to help you explore other options.